Good morning, students. We will discuss applications of derivatives. Differentiation can help us solve many types of real world problems. We use the derivative to determine, to find the equation of tangents and normals, increasing and decreasing curves, to find turning points on the graph of a function, which in turn will help us to locate the point. And we use the derivative to determine the maximum and minimum values of particular functions, like cost, strength, amount of materials used in a building, profit, loss, and etc. So children, we will start from increasing and decreasing function. What is increasing and decreasing functions? Let f be a real valued function defined in an interval. If f is called a increasing function, means if x1 comma x2 belongs to that interval and x1 less than x2 implies f of x1 less than or equal to f of x2. F of x1 less than or equal to f of x2 means that is increasing function. If f of x1 less than f of x2, then it is strictly increasing function. The same, similarly, f is called a decreasing function, means x1 comma x2 belongs to the interval and x1 less than x2 implies f of x1 greater than or equal to f of x2, means that is decreasing function. Strictly decreasing means f of x1 greater than f of x2. In slide number 3, here graphs are given. You can observe increasing function, the difference between increase function and strictly increase function. Strictly increasing function means it keep increasing, and increasing function means some flat will be there. Similarly, decreasing and strictly decreasing. If a function, sometimes what happens, it's at some interval it increases, and after some interval it decreases. Again, after some interval it increases and decreases. So such type of functions are neither increasing nor decreasing. We treat it as neither increasing nor decreasing. If we restrict its domain and in a particular interval, you can say it is increasing or decreasing. Then first one theorem is there, children, that if a function f is continuous in closed interval AB and derivable in open interval A, B, and f dash x greater than or equal to 0, means first order derivation, if it is greater than or equal to 0, then it is an increasing function. If f dash x greater than 0, then f is strictly increasing function in A and B. So what is the difference of this? F is increasing means first order derivation should be greater than or equal to 0 for increasing. For strictly increasing means first order derivation greater than 0. From this we can conclude the function, whether it is increasing or strictly increasing. If a function, this is next theorem, if a function f is continuous in closed interval A, B and derivable in open interval A, B, then first order derivation that f dash x less than or equal to 0 for all x belongs to open interval a comma b, then f is decreasing in a comma b. Decreasing means what? F dash x less than or equal to 0. Find the difference. Increasing means f dash x greater than or equal to 0, but decreasing means f dash x less than or equal to 0. If f dash x less than 0, then it is strictly decreasing in the interval a comma b. So for these children, the formal proofs of these theorems are based on Lagrange mean value theorem, that what you are completed in lesson 5. Rolle's and mean value theorem are there, that these proofs we can prove using Lagrange mean value theorem. If a function f is continuous in closed interval a comma b and derivable in open interval a comma b, f dash x greater than 0, x in open interval a comma b except for a finite number of points where f dash x equal to 0, then f of x is strictly increasing in a b, and f dash x when less than 0 for all x in a comma b except for a finite number of points where f dash x equal to 0, then f of x is strictly decreasing in a comma b. Here three examples are given, children. From this you can conclude that what is the way of solving the question. First example is given. Prove that the function f of x equal to x cube minus 6x square plus 15x minus 18 is strictly increasing on R. We need to prove the given function is strictly increasing. Strictly increasing means what, children? You need to prove that is greater than 0. For that, f of x equal to given function is x cube minus 6x square plus 15x minus 18. First, we need to differentiate the given function. F dash x equal to, you will get 3x square minus 12x plus 15. Take 3 common and make it the given function as a perfect square. When you make perfect square, you will get 3 times x minus 2 whole square plus 1, which is greater than or equal to 3. It means f dash x is greater than 0. When f dash x is greater than 0 for all x belongs to R, the given function is strictly increasing. We can conclude that. For that, just you need to make one time differentiation. After that, we will prove it is greater than 0. Next question. Show that the function f of x equal to x square minus 3x plus 1 is neither increasing nor decreasing on open interval 0 comma 3. Here, neither increasing nor decreasing. Here interval is 0 to 3. This is what important. Interval is very, very important, children. Actually, the nature of the graph, it differs from interval to interval. Here first, given function is x square minus 3x plus 1. First order derivation of this, f dash x equal to 2x minus 3. To find increasing means, first you make greater than 0 that first order derivation. Make it f dash x greater than 0, where 2x minus 3 greater than 0, that is you will get x greater than 3 by 2. The given function is increasing in 3 by 2 to positive infinity. Why? Because x greater than 3 by 2 is there. Next, same, and for f dash x less than 0, When 2x minus less than 0, you will get x less than 3 by 2. Means from negative infinity to 3 by 2 closed interval up to that function is decreasing. Means what? The function is 3 by 2 to 3. It is increasing. And 0 to 3 by 2, it is decreasing. That's why if a function increases at some interval and decreases at some interval, means it is neither increasing nor decreasing function. Then go for example 3. Find the interval in which the function f given by f of x equal to 4 sin x by 2 plus cos x minus x, 0 to 2 pi interval, strictly increasing and strictly decreasing. You need to find in which intervals that given function is strictly increasing and strictly decreasing. But you need to find here between 0 to 360 only. That is given 0 to 2 pi. For that, what we need to do? For every question, you need to make first order derivation and make it equal to 0. Then solve it. First, given function f of x equal to 4 sin x by 2 plus cos x minus x. So, make it first order differentiation. F dash x equal to, you need to use here u by v form of differentiation. You will get 2 plus cos x 4 cos x minus 4 sin x negative sin x by 2 plus cos x whole square minus differentiation of x is 1. After that, after simplification, you will get f dash x equal to 4 minus cos x into cos x by 2 plus cos x whole square. Now, what we will do, children? For f is strictly increasing, we have to make f dash x greater than 0. First, make it greater than 0. When 4 minus cos x into cos x by 2 plus cos x whole square greater than 0, you will get when denominator is 0, either cos x equal to 0 or 4 minus cos x equal to 0. Cos x equal to 4 is not possible, but cos x greater than 0 we will take. In which quadrant? 0 to 2 pi interval is given. Means, in which quadrant the trigonometric ratio cos is positive? We know very well, in first quadrant and fourth quadrant, cos theta is positive. Means, x belongs to 0 to pi by 2 union 3 pi by 2 to 2 pi. Means, 3 pi by 2 means 270 to 360. Means, in first and fourth quadrant, it is positive. So, strictly increasing in 0 to pi by 2 union 3 pi by 2 to 2 pi in closed intervals. That is strictly increasing. For decreasing, what you need to make? F dash x less than 0, 4 minus cos x into cos x by 2 plus cos x whole square less than 0. Here you will get cos x less than 0. In which quadrant cos is negative? You can say cos is negative in second and third quadrant. Means what? 270. That is pi x belongs to pi by 2 to 3 pi by 2. So f is strictly decreasing in pi by 2 to 3 pi by 2. Similarly, about 10 questions were given in worksheet. Solve it. Okay, thank you.